Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
No. So this was my weekend, by the way. This is why I'm so happy. I bought goalie equipment from Canadian Tire street hockey gear.
The one question I have, were you playing with a rubber puck at least?
No, of course not.
You had street hockey pads on and no protection other than
I wasn't
that.
Even wearing a can.
How about that?
And I went, stacked my pads. I'm like, whoa, I got nothing on down here. I never thought that I would be leaving my pins. Seriously.
Wow.
And no mask.
Talk about putting them on the table.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Welcome, everybody, to Canada's daytime sports talk show. Don't mind me. Again, you know what I'm doing, dupes.
Yeah, I do.
I'm sharing the show to all of our various groups, but not as many football groups today, because there's not going to be a lot of football talk today. It's going to be a lot of hockey. There we go. It is episode number 394 of Canada's daytime sports talk show, and we are in the bunker here in the sweatpants capital. Moose, is it catching on?
I don't know.
Your parents started calling you Moose yet?
They have not.
Okay. Let me know when they do. It'll officially have caught on.
I only get it from you here and social media now.
So you got to start somewhere.
Yes.
You got to start somewhere. Everybody, just hang on. I'll get to your comments in a second. We have our normal routine here in the warm-up brought to you by the Four Seasons Sports Palace. We got a lot of things to get to today, but there is breaking news, and that's why Clark is the best producer in the business. I have no idea how I missed this, but the NHL has come out and announced sponsorship of all their divisions. And I didn't even clearly get all the names of the divisions. I don't know where this came from. Clark, if you wouldn't mind putting it up on the monitor here, telling me what they are. And like they just dove right into the deep end. For instance, I go to NHL.com right here, dupes, and it's a hot top story. McDavid, Draisaitl among NHL picks for North Division preseason team. Wait a minute. They didn't put in the Scotia Division. That is apparently the name of the division of the Canadian division.
Wow.
The North. Were you... the North Division is the Scotia Division.
Yeah.
Were you aware of this?
No, this is new to me, too.
Yeah.
Coming in this morning. But
just came down.
But it's... I don't know if I like it. We're all gonna, you know. Here's the thought. I think we're all gonna hate it. We're all gonna hate it at the beginning.
I don't care. I'm in.
And then after, you know, a certain period of time for you, it looks like it was 30 seconds. For everybody else, it's, you know, however long. Then we'll start to be okay with it.
1 second. William May writes in, one of our viewers. He says, "I'm watching on YouTube and texting on Facebook. I love it. That counts as two viewers right there. Thank you. One for each eye." Okay, Clark put up the, he says he's got a graphic of the, and thank you, Clark, for this. My eyes, again, aren't that good. The Honda Division is the West Division of where my beloved Golden Knights reside. You got the North Division's called the Scotia Division. That's the Canadian Division. The Discover Division is the Central. And then you got your East, which is the Eastern Seaboard teams. And I can't even see the printing so small on that.
That's Mass Mutual.
Mass Mutual.
Yeah.
So, anyways, thank you to Clark, producer Clark, for bringing this to us, our attention today. And I'm just looking at the, like, there's all kinds of reaction. I've tweeted the poll from our Twitter account, at Rod Peterson Show. Are you okay with the NHL selling sponsorship of its divisions? That's how quickly we're on to this. What do you think the response is so far?
Resounding no. What?
78% say yes. They're okay with it. And what's it say on Facebook? Yeah, look at that. Facebook,
wow.
Same thing.
The people have surprised me.
Me too, actually. But they get it. They get it. And for those traditionalists, I guess, is that purists, if you will?
Yeah.
Nobody loves the history of hockey more than me. Original Six, all that. Those guys would be rolling over in the graves right now. But guess what? They did not predict a pandemic. Nobody saw this coming. They got to pay the players somehow. And for people like you, sorry to say, that want to sit there and wag their finger, you sit at home and you're going to watch the game on TV. It's not going to cost you a cent. You're 100%. Not out buying tickets. You're not out. Maybe you're buying a little merchandise.
Yeah.
But this is a way for the NHL to make money, pay their players, pay their staff. I'm all over it. Let's go.
Well, the one thing to consider, too, is it appears to be a one and done. Now it's, you know, yet to be known if they're going to continue with the paid divisions beyond this year. But the North Division, the East Division, the Central.
I liked all that.
They're not sticking around next year, right? We've heard that, right? So the Scotia North Division's not going to stick around. So we don't have to worry about that. I mean, the worry is that it gets a little podunk when you start changing the name of it because you only sign one-year sponsorship deals. But no, it's a one-year thing. It's kind of like, almost like a bubble season again. So it's kind of cool. It's a novel thing.
From our Navy friend Donald Mitchell watching in Bahrain today, he says, how many votes have been cast? What are you, Joe Biden? Who cares? That's what the poll is. 60 to 80% saying yes, they're behind. Who cares how many votes there are? What's that got to do with anything? We're not going to have mail-in votes after midnight for the other side. Okay. Our guests today are Riley Pollack, not one of my first producers, but one of all the producers I've had, Dupes, he's one of them. Riley Pollack from Fan 960 Calgary, and I'll tell some stories about him when he comes on with us in Block 2. Fan 960 Calgary, Riley Pollack will be with us. Spencer and Shelby Moore will be with us. Shelby, maybe the best athlete of the Moore family. She's a hockey player from days gone by. I think Clark said he played hockey with her on the same team back in the day. Yeah, Pee-wee, he said. And Spencer Moore, of course, of the Montreal Alouettes and a Grey Cup champion with the Rough Riders. They are not letting grass grow under their feet. They are entrepreneurs here in this pandemic, and they're going to tell their story. And Rich Sutter with us in Hour 2 when we go to Game Plus Television, National TV. So those are the guests today. Let's hit it, Jordan, please, with the Quick 6 Show topics. Number one, World Juniors. I got to say, we all watched last night Canada blank Russia 5-0, and then in the one semifinal, and USA beat Finland 4-3 in the other. Clearly, Dupes, of the two games, the USA-Finland game was leaps and bounds the best game of the two.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say what's a good game, it's not that hard. End to end, zing, 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 scoring chances at both ends. The Russia-Canada game had none of that. And when it was 3-0 Canada and Russia scored, I'm just cheering for them to make it a game. I'm not cheering against my own country. And then they get called on the, to use the football term, ticky-tack offside that apparently in the NHL now doesn't even exist. The review on those quarter of an inch offside.
Right. Well, now they can have their skate off the ice in the NHL as long as you're within on the line. It was a quarter of an inch,
and that's ridiculous.
Not the spirit of the rule. The challenge is to, you know, when the guy's 4 feet offside, the Matt Duchene, you know, Daniel Briere type offsides that lead to goals. But this, no.
Trent Bruner, everybody gets worried if they don't hear from Trent in Norway. So I got to put in his comment. He's watching today where it is currently 5:07 p.m. Norway calling. The Canada-U.S. gold medal game will be a tight affair. Division sponsorship could become permanent in pro sports due to the dollars involved. The Raptors need to play for each other if they are to get back to their winning ways. Stay well, everyone. That's Trent in Norway, who's very clearly watching the Canadian sports scene. So, yes, it's Canada, USA tonight. Am I the only one that gets completely screwed up by these TSN start times?
You're not alone. It's it's chaos.
So confusing.
Did you see James Duthie have to come out and
what
tweet?
What did he say?
He tweeted, he's like, yes, we promote the start of our broadcast, not the game time, like every other network.
No, they
in
don't.
In the history of networks.
Wrong.
This is what he said, right?
But you, that's not true.
And it's like, no. Yes, TSN promotes the start of their coverage. Coverage begins at 8:30 Eastern. But on the app, when you're on the schedule, the game starts at puck drop time.
It should.
The network can promote what time coverage starts. But when I go into the Score app and it says coverage starts at 8:30 Eastern, I'm like, wait, no, the game doesn't start till 9:30 Eastern.
We're doing mental gymnastics thanks to TSN every year at the World Juniors. And I'm not banging on TSN. I love them. If I could only have one channel for the rest of my life, it would be TSN. I can't live without it. But I'm like, come on, guys, just put the damn face-off time on there. Come on. We know you're a 30-minute pregame show. We know that.
We know there's a pregame.
So.
And we're going to watch.
So I'm not the only one. Anyways, Canada-USA gold medal game tonight, and I think it's 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, SAS time. Okay. Point two, line A at Jets camp. Look, I know you guys are all in a dither about the Leafs. But we're in the sweatpants capital, man. We're in the Bermuda Triangle of the National Hockey League. And my focus, for now anyways, for this upcoming NHL season is going to be where we are and then moved out.
Yeah.
The circle this way, okay? And that includes Winnipeg. So I'm watching the coverage of the Jets, watched the interviews with Patrick Laine yesterday, and I got to be honest, although he might be the current poster boy for spoiled punk young hockey players, forget that he's Finnish. He just represents young hockey players.
Yeah.
He looks like a good guy. He looks like a fun guy.
Of course he does.
Did you watch him at the podium?
Yes.
He's a hockey player. And what did one of the reporters say? I think it was Sean Reynolds, that Laine has been in the top 5, 6, or 7 scorers over the last 3 years, points-wise, in the entire National Hockey League, even from the second line. So, you know, he wants to be in the first line, or he did, whatever. He said, that was my agent talking, let's go. And I hope the Winnipeg media does let it go for now. Maybe if he gets off to a bad start and they're a dozen games into this season and he's whining and he's not playing well, then we look at it again. But can we not have a fresh start for Patrick Laine in Winnipeg?
Hey, he's playing with Paul Stastny in camp, which is what they thought. That's why they acquired Paul Stastny when they did reacquire him, that he would play with Patrick Laine. But I love him at the podium. He's like, players get traded all the time. He's like, Gretzky got traded. So, yeah, it could happen. But I'm here, and I'm playing.
I'm looking at it
really good
as the old-school hockey guy, same thing. He's like, Gretzky got traded. I'm like, oh, you're saying you're Wayne Gretzky now? But he wasn't saying that.
No,
he wasn't saying that.
No, he was saying that nobody is untradeable.
Right.
He was saying, yes, they could trade me, but he's here.
I got a positive vibe off the kid. And now that I saw that Walmart has those Patrick Laine pillows on sale, I think I might go down and buy one.
I saw that. Your post. They've got Patrick Laine on sale. Winners and the outlet stores have Patrick Laine jerseys on discount on sale. And I saw that because I saw in one of the Adidas stores and Old Rider t-shirts, Rob Bag and stuff, when they were getting shipped out of town. And I'm like, uh-oh. Do they know? Does Winners know that Laine is getting traded before?
I think
there's
a very good chance. There's a very good chance they do.
Yeah.
John Ohm, and Winnipeg quotes Laine, who says, I'm here, aren't I? When the media asked him, I don't know what the question was. Something about, are you disgruntled being in camp or something? And he's like, I'm here, aren't I? And he smiled when he said it.
Yeah.
And by the way, John in Winnipeg, he says, the Winnipeg media won't shut up about Laine. I know, because it's the easy story. And here we are not shutting up about Laine, so I guess we're no better. But I'm just saying, can we please give it a rest? Let them get through camp and let's see how it starts. And if he toe-picks it off the start of the season, then let's revisit it. But let's be positive about it. Anyways, point three. Oh, this isn't point three, but we got gifts here. And I don't understand. I've been doing talk radio a long time. I've never been shipped gifts before. This is all new to me. I don't really understand it. I'm not saying it doesn't feel good or that it's wrong. I just don't understand it. And so John in Winnipeg sent me this. Here's the card. Never mind. This is, to me and you,
whoa,
Cobra Kai t-shirts. That would look very nice under a black blazer.
Yes,
as my mom would say. And then there's a card that I'll open in hour two when we go to national television. So,
how exciting.
Do you keep a monkey in suspense?
Yeah.
I'll tell you next hour. And then Kevin Diaco in Saskatoon, who I'm not sure that you've met. He's the guy that, you see those championship rings on the front, the Blues, the Oilers, and Clemson. He sent more. Pittsburgh Penguins Stanley Cup ring, Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl ring. I showed these to my wife last night and her eyes popped out of the head. I'm like, they're not real. You know, they say diamonds are a girl's best friend. And then cards of Patrick Mahomes, Sidney Crosby, and Kirby Doc. Hickory Dickory Doc.
Those are hot.
They're all hot. So I don't know what to do with this stuff.
Well,
I don't know whether to tell people to stop, because I think in the case of these people, John specifically, he goes, he says, for personal reasons, you've made me so happy with your show, I just want to give back. That's from John. How do you say no to that?
I know. No, we love it. We really appreciate it. And
sure.
And trust me, it's not going in the back closet. right?
No.
We're going to find great. It's either going to be on the desk, or we're going to put it in Legends Hall, or we're going to find a place and we'll start, you know, showing off these things. Look at Kevin, John, they're forever a part of this now because there's a story that they're connected to with the stuff in the studio.
My only point is, at what point do we become Pawn Stars?
I think
that's all.
The second people start sending us junk, we will start. We'll start saying thanks. Yeah, but
it's
no
all
thanks.
Nice stuff. It's all
no,
nice
for
stuff
for sure.
This is funny. Colin in Ottawa says, "I can't wait for the Vancouver Canucks to send you a Stanley Cup ring." Oh wait,
that's funny.
Too soon. Okay, and they play in the Scotia Division of the National Hockey League. From Ricky in Manitoba. Take the gifts. You guys deserve it. I don't know that we do, Ricky. That's the whole point. We're just sitting here every day doing a job that doesn't feel like work. It's not that heroic or noble. Anyways, moving on. I told you that we were going to lean into the Winnipeg thing today. The Bombers announced that they're bringing back offensive lineman Stanley Bryant and defensive lineman Jake Thomas. Thomas had some interesting comments on Boomer Esiason yesterday, and well, more so Chris Streveler, his former teammate with the Cardinals. So I tell you what, it's not news that teams are bringing back players in the CFL. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's news when they're not, i.e. Zach Evans or any of the other players that are going to be released here in the months ahead. So yeah, it's positive. They're staying in the news. They're bringing back guys and signing new deals. That's not news. The news is when big name guys under contract are cut and sent out the door, which is also happening, by the way. And when that news comes down, that's news.
I agree. It's innocent until proven guilty. It's they're here until they tell you they're not here. So all those guys that are under contract, you need to assume they're coming back. And the fact that certain contracts are being, you know, renegotiated or re-signed, that is good, but it's not new. So I would.
By the way, Jamie Anstey watching in Halifax, he says, "Team Offside loves you. The Moose Jaw puck is pretty sick." You should have kept that puck, Jamie, because I think it's going to become a collector's item in Moose Jaw, the Warriors puck. But we have a net. We should get a camera on that. You can't right now, but we have one of those. I bought a skills net at Canadian Tire and then had nowhere to use it. So I brought it into the bunker, and the guys filled the net full of all the pucks that we've been sent. One of those is a Moose Jaw Warrior puck. I got to speed up through the last. Oh, we're going to bring Riley Pollock on next. Riley, just so you know, I'm going to get your opinion on not just World Juniors, but these other topics too. Real fast. The Giants coach, you got that already? Hey, nice work. Nice work, you guys. That is the net that I bought at Canadian Tire that I had no use for. So I brought it in here, and we filled it with pucks. Anyways, point four, Joe Judge, the coach of the New York Giants, absolutely ripped Doug Peterson yesterday. You must have seen it.
Oh, yeah.
TSN sent out a notification on it that Joe Judge rips Eagles coach. I'm watching this. He's saying he, by pulling Jalen Hurts in the fourth quarter of the game the other day, it's disrespectful to the game. It's disrespectful to the players who opted in and put all the work in. And as he went on and on and on and on, you know what the inner voice in my head said? Coach your own team. Like, enough's enough to go on and rip Doug Peterson. The guy won a Super Bowl 3 years ago. So just worry about the New York Giants, which, by the way, isn't going now great for you either, Joe. Point five, the Raptors are 1-5. They lost last night, 126-114 to the Celtics. Kyle Lowry says they need to be tougher. It means it's all right here. I'm also watching the highlights and saying they're rubbing up against each other. That doesn't look very socially distanced to me. And then point six, Les Lazaruk with the rumor, the voice of the Saskatoon Blades, saying that all of hockey is going to be wiped out come Wednesday by Hockey Canada. Lester's saying that. He hopes he's wrong. Never mind me hoping that he's wrong. But there are those saying that Hockey Canada, the WHL is not under the jurisdiction of Hockey Canada. You heard that, of the CHL. So that rumor may be bunk. So we'll discuss that a little later on. We got to get to Riles next. It is the RP Show. This has been the warm-up for Four Seasons Sports Palace. We'll be right back. Facebook Live, Twitter, and YouTube Live. Game Plus TV, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey.
I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Welcome back, everybody. And I ask you to please share the program. Go down to the bottom of your screen, click share. Apparently, you can do that on YouTube as well. I've only watched a couple of live events on YouTube, one of which is a Pat Canadians game. So I'm not totally sure how it works. Wayne in Victoria asks, great game by Team Canada last night. Were you guys surprised by the score of 5-0? Wayne, we talked about that point one. Right?
Yeah.
And let's bring in Riley Pollock now from Fan 960 Calgary. Riley, I said earlier, Riley, of all the producers I've had, you're one of them.
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Riley?
I'm doing really good. It's great to be on the show. I've been a long-time listener, first-time guest.
Yeah, that's right. And hey, here's the reason I said to Clark, we got to get Riley on because of the 36 million Canadians that are ramped up about the World Juniors this year. Riley's the most ramped up. You're number one. What is it that has you so geeked up about the World Juniors this year? Just before we get to the semifinals and the final, what is it that has you so excited?
Well, first off, it's supposed to be hockey season right now, so it's just nice to have some elite hockey on TV, I guess. And I've always loved the World Juniors since I was a little kid, so it was just that much more special this year, I guess, just with everything going on. So, yeah, I'm fired up. I've watched basically every game, whether Canada's playing in it or not, so excited for tonight.
Of course. And what's the vibe in Calgary, by the way? One, it's being held in your rival city, Edmonton, and I wonder if Calgarians have an issue with that. And two, I've seen a lot of people say I'm having a tough time getting into this, and I'm assuming it's because there's no crowd. And I'm thinking, if you're having a tough time getting into this, you were never a hockey fan in the first place, because I never noticed a difference in the Stanley Cup playoffs nor this. So that's one. How's it going over in Calgary, A? And B, are you hearing people saying it's tough to get into it?
It's going all right over here in Calgary, I think. I haven't heard a whole lot of people say that they haven't got into it. A few people, just because of some of the early scores, were getting a little bit down on it. But I think it's going to be very well watched here in Calgary. And our station, 960, has been talking about it quite a bit. So it's usually the lead topic. And I think people are buying in for the most part. But there's always something to complain about, Rod.
Well, let's try to be positive. But I'm positive that Canada hasn't played a real exciting game yet. I mean, they should have they should have beaten the Slovaks by more. They've had shutout wins here in the quarterfinal and the semifinal. I mean, they haven't really been challenged, Riley. So are they finally going to be challenged tonight against the Americans?
I think the U.S. has the best shot of taking out Canada. I'm not sure it's going to happen or not. Devin Levi's been so good. That defensive end is so good for the Canadians that I'm not sure they're going to give up more than one or two goals at any point in this tournament. But if anyone had the chance to do it, I think it's Trevor Zegras and the Americans. So as much as I don't like cheering for the Americans, I was kind of hoping so that Canada might get tested a little bit here in the gold medal game.
You know, I watched Zegras, and he reminds me a little bit of Patrick Kane. He reminded me of Kane in international play, but I think he might be better. I don't know if he's got, you know, yeah. Kane's got grit. I don't think people understand that. You watch Chicago, he's got grit. From Elias Powell, a question from a viewer, part of the Sheldon Mafia. He says, Riley, where does this Canada team rank compared to the dominant Canadian teams of the past?
This might be, well, from what I can remember, maybe the second best team that I've seen. That lockout year team, I don't know if anyone's touching that, but It's a really good hockey team this year, and I mean, we've seen it on the ice. Like you said, they haven't really been tested a whole lot. They really took down the Russians, it seemed, with ease yesterday. So right now, I think this is the second best team that I've seen or that I can remember seeing at the World Junior Tournament.
I know. It's unbelievable because they don't have a ton of stars, but you can't argue with their domination. You just can't. So before we move on, what's your prediction for tonight's gold medal game?
I think it's going to be a 3-1 win for Canada. I just don't see Devin Levi letting in more than one goal.
I know. He's been sensational. There's no doubt. Okay. You know how much I hate the Flames, Riley, and from what I understand, it's mutual. And that's fine. I have them as my number one team in the country, in the Scotia division. What's the excitement like for in Calgary going into the NHL season?
Well, it's really ramping up. Yesterday was the first day that the Flames were on the ice, so there was a few line combinations that people were talking about. Chris Tanev was partnered up with Mark Giordano for the first on-ice session, and the Flames, of course, brought Tanev over from the Vancouver Canucks, so it's getting exciting here. I was working the afternoon show yesterday, and it was a lot of Flames talk, a lot of line combination talk, so it's getting ramped up, and I think the Flames are pretty deep. I wasn't sure that they made great moves in the offseason, especially defensively, but they're pretty deep up front with, you know, they brought in Levo and Simone, and it's going to be exciting. I'm so excited. I think, what is it, 8 days, 9 days away from puck drop, so it's going to be a great time.
Craig Campbell from the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto is watching. He says the Florida Panthers have drafted both U.S. and Canada goalies in Knight and Levi. The interesting thing is that Knight's the first rounder and Levi's the seventh rounder. So if it comes down tonight to a goaltender's duel, whoo, another very interesting thing to be watching tonight in the gold medal final. But Riley, speaking of goalies, what's happened with Cam Talbot? I'm sorry. I mean, he got them past the Jets in round one last year, had him close against Dallas before the Flames imploded, and then they bring him Jacob Markstrom. Like, is Talbot still around? I'm sorry. I lost him. Like, he's
in Minnesota.
He's gone.
He's okay, in Minnesota
so
now.
What's the backup situation behind Jacob Markstrom?
Well, David Riddick's still there, and he's had parts of good seasons and some parts where he struggled, mostly in the back half of the last two seasons. He's kind of slowed down a little bit after a couple hot starts. So I think he's a great backup. I think he'll play a good, well, I guess they're only playing, what, 56 games. So he'll play probably a good quarter of the games, maybe a third of the games. And I think he offers a great backup option for Jacob Markstrom. So I think they have a great one too in Calgary right now. And I think that the Flames really wanted Riddick to be their starter, but he just hasn't put two full seasons together. So they needed to go to plan B, and that was pick up Markstrom, who's had a great few seasons in Vancouver. And I think he's the most solid goaltender that the Flames have had since Mika Kiprusoff.
No doubt. From Colin Andrew, a viewer, scary thought on this Team Canada. What if Doc didn't get hurt? And the Rangers would have let Lafreniere play. What if it would have meant they would have won 10-0 tonight? Levi would have set a record for shutouts with four or more, and they were even more dominant than they already are. But they haven't lost a game yet, so how much more dominant can you get? So it says a lot for Canadian hockey. From Colin in Ottawa, he says Flames are getting 7-1 to win the division on some betting sites. That's amazing value for a team that should compete for the top of the North Division. Look, I got him number one too, and people laughed, and that's fine. I'm used to that. We'll see at the end. Any chance of overconfidence there? And let's not forget, they're going into a season with Jeff Ward as the full-time coach for the first time. Riley, is there any chance that their heads get too big and they read their press clippings?
I feel like in Calgary, they've been a little undervalued from their moves. A lot of the fans, I don't think, are too happy with what's gone on here. I'm sure goaltending-wise, everyone's very happy. But I've heard a lot of, you know, that three-spot, four-spot from people in Calgary that they're expecting from the Flames. So I think maybe it's a little different here than everywhere else because, I haven't heard a whole lot of first place talk coming from the Calgary area when it comes to the Flames.
You know what? I'll say that about Calgary, by the way. They're fairly humble. They've had their hearts broken enough that I think they get it. You know what I mean? They're always into the Flames, but they're never pumping. They're not like Leaf fans who have the Stanley Cup parade planned every year. You know, the Flames fans, they do get it. They know hockey. My God, for sure. But they are not a get ahead of ourselves market. And I respect that about them. Riley, what's getting more talk in Calgary right now? CFL isn't playing, but I mean CFL or NFL. What's the football buzz in Cowtown right now?
I'd say it's a little bit NFL-leaning just because we're heading into the playoffs. The Stamps have made a few moves, but I feel like a few other teams have been a little bit heavier in the moves department when it comes to free agency. Yeah, I would say just with the playoffs coming up that it's pretty heavy NFL right now.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Well, just now, it just ended up the video freezing up. So we'll let you go, Riley. Are they giving you some airtime on Fan 960, by the way?
Yeah, it's there's possibly some. And whenever I get on that afternoon show, I get on a little bit with Pat and the boys. So it's been real fun out here.
All right, good. Well, I'm happy that it's worked out. Say hi to all my friends out there, buddy. And sorry I didn't see you over the holidays, but we'll keep in touch. All the best in 2021.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me on, Rod. It was nice talking to you.
Riley Pollock from Fan 960 Calgary. Craig Steen writing on Twitter. Busta Riles? I believe I gave him that nickname.
Is it stuck?
I believe that I gave him the nickname Busta Riles. Maybe Riley can let us know whether that's true or not.
But I like it.
Before we break and bring in Spencer and Shelby Moore. Oh, they're next hour? They're not this hour? Oh, so we got lots of time. Is that what you're telling me? We got tons of time to talk, just us and you. Right to the end of hour one here. What I'm going to do, though, is take a commercial break and come back with a sports update. We'll check the poll results today. It was just announced this morning that the National Hockey League has announced sponsorship of its division. Some of these companies you've never even heard of, which is odd.
I know.
You know, but the poll question is, do you have a problem with the NHL selling sponsorships of the divisions? Don't put up the results yet, guys, for Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center. We'll talk about that and more when we return. Yeah, what do you got?
I will say that's why they're marketing. Because you've never heard of their company.
Right? It works. Marketing works.
It's the idea.
It absolutely works. We'll be right back. You're watching today Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter Live, Game Plus TV, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
And Moose DuPont and the entire crew here. So I said that poll question was, are you okay with the NHL selling sponsorship of their divisions? And I am shocked, like you, that so many people have voted in one way. You can put it up, guys. On Facebook, it's, what is it now, dude?
86% says, yes, get that money.
Oh, my God. If we were the Rod Peterson Show, brought to you by Geico, Liberty Mutual, Scotia, Credit Union, I'd be all for it. You know what that means, right?
Money.
More money in our jeans.
Yeah. I know, and it's not that I'm against it, really. It's that I'm surprised that so much of the mass public is so progressive and into this.
Well,
I thought they'd be more stuck in the mud as a mass, right, as a group.
When this first came out that they were going to sell sponsorship on the jerseys and helmets in the NHL, mm-hmm. and that wasn't that long ago. I'm talking 3-4 months ago. The majority of people said they were against it.
Yeah.
But I think they get it now. And by the way, the less money coming out of your pocket, the better if it's coming out of the corporation's pockets. Correct?
That's right.
Then we all get to enjoy the NHL and pro sports and hopefully amateur sports, which reminds me, I do have a thought on that sports update. I'm just putting on the back burner for a second. I had a hockey guy just text me and say, is it true that come Wednesday, Hockey Canada is pulling the plug on all hockey in the country? And this is a tough one. I'm just going to tell you what I know, because that's what people enjoy about this program, I think. Actually, pause that for a second. What did the guy say that's watching live on YouTube?
Oh, I think advertising has gone too far, but what other choices are there? Not many, if any. So it's getting creative. It's different ways to market the product. People want to watch less commercials, right? So you have to find new ways to create brand awareness.
And by the way, we're live on YouTube and we're going that way. We also have a very big announcement coming up from Game Plus Television. I'm not going to say what it is because I can't. But you guys made the decision. You'd rather promote the fact that we're live on YouTube than what we got with Game Plus. And I'm like, write it down is the day that the staff here would rather promote the YouTube thing than live national television.
I know. It's changing times.
I know.
Isn't it?
The good thing is we're growing on both.
And that's the idea, right? There's so much value in traditional media and so much value in new media. And it's, working together.
Riley Pollock writes in. You know him?
Oh, yeah. I've known him for a long time.
Who we just had on. He writes in, thanks so much, Rod. I had a blast. Go Canada. Thanks, Riley. Great job. Great family. The Pollock, so I appreciate it. And one more. The viewers are hooking me in here today.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Schultz says, did Rod and Dupes catch the CBC reporter calling out Krebs for swearing in the box near the end of the game? My God, grow up, CBC. A hockey player swears. My God, stop the presses. That is why I don't want mics at ice level and field level. How many times have I said that?
Yeah.
For years, let the players play. The mics have no business being in the penalty box, on the bench, or on the field of play. None. That is a sacred area. And the second that those players start thinking that they're not safe, that it's not a safe place for them, it's a joke. Come after Peyton Krebs. Give me a break. CBC, shove it. Somebody just went, woohoo, from the back. I don't know who it was. I think it was Clark. Sounded like a Clark. Woohoo. I hate it. I was totally on board with Jason Maas, who was, do you remember? He was beside himself, despondent over the live mic for the coaches in the CFL.
He wouldn't wear
it. It's a joke. Well, he wouldn't do it. He got fined like 20 grand.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm writing that down. Darnell Theros from Rockstar Supply Chain says, I can't imagine there being a WHL/CHL season. And I think that's why we've got so many viewers in America, because they don't get the hockey talk down there at all. Because we do a lot of it here, but you can get a lot in Canada. But I'm not necessarily moving off the rumor that I heard that a wealthy private donor will fund the WHL playing, but it's starting to look less and less likely. And speaking of less, Les Lazarek tweeting just yesterday that he's heard that Hockey Canada will pull the plug on all the hockey in Canada tomorrow once the World Juniors are over. Now, we were on a Zoom call last night. I don't think we're at liberty yet to say with whom. But we were discussing this, and they said, well, the WHL, CHL don't fall under the jurisdiction of Hockey Canada. I'm not even sure if that's right, but what these hockey people were saying was, it might not be up to the Hockey Canada whether the WHL plays or not. So right now, it's just a rumor. And I always call Les the Saskatoon version of me. I hope he's not offended by that. He's for sure my brother from another mother. But we're in 180 degrees opposite on this. And I will see your rumor, Les, and raise you what I heard yesterday, that the WHL has applied or seeked permission to play in empty arenas for the rest of the year. And that came from a hockey guy, because I read that out loud to you guys yesterday.
Yeah.
The guy slid into my DMs. And basically what he said was, Rod, have you heard that the WHL has applied to play in empty arenas? My response was, I'd be shocked if they hadn't. I haven't heard that, but I'd like to think that they were waiting for the government to ease restrictions in this country on gatherings. That's not happening. So what's next? Finding a way to play in empty arenas. I'm sticking with my story, because the source was an NHL guy that I trust implicitly. But I guess we'll find out on Capitol Hill from Trump. The truth there Wednesday, and we'll find the truth on if we're going to have a hockey season, or at least it'll be delayed a little past Wednesday in the Western Hockey League, because I don't think we're going to get definitive word. But did we not also get word that the WHL governors are meeting Wednesday?
Yeah.
So we heard that too.
There's going to be a lot of news the rest of the week. It'll be very, very interesting, and of course we're going to stay close to it, but it's just wild day by day. People want to know what's going on.
Watch the name calling, please. Jeff, the Stamps fan, what did we say about 2021 for you? It was to be nicer. Robin Wildy says, according to Scott from Hockey Canada, on the TSN broadcast, they will be making a decision after the 15th. Scott Salmon? He's a big deal with Hockey Canada. I honestly don't know if the WHL falls under the jurisdiction of Hockey Canada or not. I would be shocked that it didn't. All their players are playing in the World Juniors. They're all CHL players.
Right.
So I'm not even sure that that's true. But we had Mike Zygomanis on here yesterday. He's an NHL insider. And I'm like, oh, the team's going to play in their home arenas in Canada? I don't know. Nobody knows.
I know. It's crazy. And they want to play on the 13th.
Well, the NHL. Yeah, for Zygomanis, yes.
Right.
But as far as the junior hockey goes, don't come to me for the answers, all right? This is what I'm hearing, and I'm not giving up on them playing. I'm not going with the decision or the rumor that there's going to be scrapped come tomorrow. It's breaking news. What a day. People, it's going crazy. Adam Schefter reporting Cleveland Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski has tested positive for COVID, along with two other coaches and two players on the Browns. Schefter goes on to say, in addition to Stefanski testing positive, here are the Browns' other COVID issues. In my screen, a DB coach, a tight ends coach, plus a wide receiver and an offensive lineman. So a COVID outbreak with the Cleveland Browns. And they've had many this year. What are they not doing right in Cleveland?
I don't know. But it's not good.
No.
You know, a couple of weeks ago they had, four receivers miss the game and they couldn't get anything together in that, game against the Jets. And then now this, going into a playoff game against Pittsburgh, it's not good.
Oh, no. Sports update, the American Hockey League's four Canadian teams will play in one of five newly created divisions for this season. The Laval Rocket, Belleville Senators, Toronto Marlies, and Manitoba Moose will play in the Canadian division with the season slated to start on February the 5th. Another loss for the Raptors. Fred VanVleet led Toronto with a season-best 35 points, but the Raptors fell to 1-5 after a 126-114 defeat against the Boston Celtics in Tampa. Only the 1-6 Detroit Pistons have a worse record than Toronto right now. And who coaches them? Dwayne Casey. The longest-serving member of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers has signed a one-year extension with the club. Canadian defensive tackle Jake Thomas will return for his 9th season with Winnipeg. Also, the Toronto Argonauts have signed American receivers Daniel Braverman and Craig Rucker. And here's an interesting one for the curling fans. The stay in the curling bubble starting next month in Calgary could be brief for some athletes and very long for others. The Scotties Tournament of Hearts will kick things off at the Mark and McPhail Center on February 20th. That's followed by the Tim Hortons Briar, the Canadian Mixed Doubles Championship, the World Men's Championship, and two Grand Slam of Curling events. If members of the Briar winning team also plan to play mixed doubles in both slams, it could mean staying put in the bubble until early May. 4 months in the bubble for curling. Like, here's the thing. Alan Cameron, our buddy, will be in there that entire time.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to come out of there looking like a Timbit. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room. They can handle all your food and fun needs, and boy, do they. Follow their social media platforms and visit their website at ballersrecroom.com. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. We will be right back with Viewer Takeover. This is hour one. Don't forget hour two going live on Game Plus Television. You're watching on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube Live, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. I was just saying to Darren in the break that we will probably have our bread buttered by American viewers because that's where the numbers are. And particularly the hockey fans down there. I don't want to move off this Joe Judge ripping Doug Peterson thing in a second, but this is what the comments are coming from. I know there's a market for junior hockey coverage.
Oh, I know.
Jeff, the Stamps fan, says on the NFL COVID test in Cleveland, the outbreak, he says, we could see a postponed playoff game this weekend. That could throw things off. Don't count your chickens. It sounds to me, look, they've got this far. Maybe Chris Jones coaches the Browns this weekend with Stefanski holed up in a hotel room.
Wouldn't that be something?
Clark tells me they've named an acting head coach. Is it Chris Jones? Oh. Mike Pryfer is going to coach the Browns this weekend. Why can't they prop up Kevin Stefanski in a Pope Mobile, put him in a bubble, and just truck him out there on a gator?
Yeah. Well, didn't you see the commercials for the Tide things where Peyton Manning's on the screen? Right? And they all throw their towels on him. Couldn't they just have Stefanski on a screen?
Robin Wildy and Prince Albert says, how about this 2021 WHL season brought to you by Brandt Group of Companies? LOL. Listen, I don't think, I shouldn't talk about things I don't know about, but because you're not paying the players in Major Junior Hockey or Junior A, can somebody not step up and underwrite the cost for doing this? If the government says you're okay to do it. Right now, I think the government is the problem, i.e. they can't even practice together in this province. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry to say, but right now the government health restrictions are the problem. That's the problem, not the money. But if they could play without fans, which the rumor is maybe they're looking into that, and they could find a way to underwrite the cost for that, yeah, it could happen. Which reminds, so Randy in Manitoba watching, he says, Rod, do you think the SJHL or the MJ will start up again? The MJ is going to try mid-February. I don't care if they have to play with no fans as long as we have hockey. Always watch on hockey TV. Listen, if the Saskatchewan Roughriders can make a go about, they said by the end of September they were going to be out of money. Here we are in January and they're still going. I have no idea how. And they're saying it's because of working with their partners, government funding, wage subsidy. How the hell can't junior hockey play then? In their little pods.
Right.
Their cohorts with no fans. From a business perspective, they should be able to do it. I've had the meetings with the SJHL. Trust me, man, they're dying because they've got sponsorship fulfillments to fulfill that they right now they can't. If there's any way that they could play, they will. And I'm sorry to say, but it is the government's fault that they're not. That's what it is. These poor guys found a way to play. And gals. I can't forget about Jennifer in North Battleford and Terry down in Weyburn. You know what I mean? They found a way to play. Would they have one case? One case in the whole league? Two at the most, one in Melfort, one in Estevan, and you get shut down anyways? That's a joke. It's an absolute joke. All because of government restrictions, I'm sorry. And then the 20 politicians that fly off over the holidays. I'm sorry. Darren, they should all be fired. They should all be fired. Forget about being stripped of their cabinet role. Fired! It makes me sick what they've done. These are supposed to be leaders. Do as I say, not as I do. That doesn't work in the public realm, folks. What a joke. And we're supposed to listen to the government. My God. Sorry. Get me off the air before I say something worse.
No, you're completely right. You know, and when it comes to those government leaders leaving, you know, it's not like they did anything that was not allowed or illegal, right?
So what?
You know, and you got families. You know, and a wife and she was, you know, sitting there and maybe, you know, haven't been away on a vacation for a long time. Well, guess what? Just because it's okay and allowed and legal doesn't mean it's right. And sometimes you're in a position, in a leadership position, that you don't get to make decisions that everybody else gets to make and do the things that everybody else is allowed to do. You know, you're supposed to set an example as a leader. And when you want to live
that
life and be in those leadership roles or, you know, step out of normal 9-to-5 everyday life and move into the spotlight, you have to act accordingly. And that's just, it's just not right.
Well, Donna Lewis writes in, you go, Rod. I agree. It's disgusting on so many levels. And they did put their leaders in a tough position, i.e., Jason Kenney, Scott Moe, Doug Ford, even the Prime Minister. Where's he been, by the way? But it's and we're supposed to listen to you guys by not playing. Listen, we'll cover this over an hour or two, okay? We're coming up on Game Plus. Plus, we're staying live on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. We'll be right back with Hour 2, everybody. Truth's in the coffee. It's truth serum.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.